Senator Hoon Young Hopgood. He's from Taylor. Senator, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Well, thank you for being with us. I know that you're a little bit critical of the Republican push of what you perceive as a flawed education reform package. Talk about that.
Well, we've had this reform idea around for a long time, and there's always a crisis to do something. And so we all understand that we need to do better in terms of our public schools, but they're doing a pretty good job as it is. This reform idea with you know, a bunch of new charters, I think we really need to look at this because charters have been around for a long time, and I don't know that they've necessarily made the impact on the education system that we need them to. They were supposed to be a reform idea that was going to help, I guess, transform our education system. And they really have gotten away from that, and it seems like, you know, through the policies that we have at the state level, we've actually just set the bar too low in terms of our charter schools. And it's not to take away from any experience that any kid had with the charter schools, because there's charter schools that work well. But if you look at the big picture, which we have to do, they're just not, you know, they're just not doing the job in terms of, you know, really kind of outpacing the traditional school system. And then you get into the question of, well, are we just then diverting a bunch of scarce funds away from our neighborhood schools and putting them aside over into what are largely for-profit charter schools?
Are you against charter schools?
No, I'm not. You know, it's an experience that we have, and we need to look at the bar that we set, and are there just too many incentives to make some money off of the system? And charter schools are a part of the landscape. Let's get the best charter schools that we can, and I think that that's probably where our attention would best be served. We're talking about, again, diverting hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly, out of our local school systems for charter schools at a time when we just took $1 billion out of our school system at the state level. And so it's the wrong focus, the wrong set of priorities. And, you know, kids all across the state are going to be impacted by those big, big budget cuts. And here we are just allowing for more money to be diverted.
All right. I hear what you're saying. As someone, I'm from Mount Clemens, which isn't far from Detroit, and I've just seen how many flawed school districts there are. What we've been doing, especially in Detroit, for the last 30, 40 years isn't working. So shouldn't we try whatever we can try to get our kids educated?
We have to try things, but we also have to be careful. We've had charter schools for more than a decade. I think 17 years is how long that we've had charter schools. So that experience that you're talking about over the last several decades, that includes charter schools, and no school district has more than Detroit. No school district has more charter schools than Detroit Public Schools. So if this was a real part of the solution, we're not doing it right. Because enrollment's gone down and the deficit's gone up.
Well, some charter schools are working. Many of them are working.
There's no question about that. And let's figure out what it is about the charter schools that are working, and let's set a bar that's a little bit higher. And let's focus on that. And so if we're just kind of opening up the floodgates, we'll get more of the same. That's where the concern is.
All right, so in essence, you think that the bar for charter schools is set much lower than it is for public schools?
Well, the bar is set in terms of what we're trying to do with charter schools. And so we basically said, well, you know, kids can go to them, but what kind of rules do they have in terms of, you know, how they operate, and are they doing a little bit better? And so that's what we're talking about.
All right, so the legislation that you're concerned about, where is it as we speak?
Well, it's moving through the Senate right now. Most of the bills are in the Senate Education Committee. It's probably going to be in front of us in the next week or two. And so it's definitely a timely issue.
All right. Well, we're going to stay in touch with your office on this topic. Of course, there's great interest. Senator Hoon Young Hopgood is from Taylor, and he's been kind enough to come on our program this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.